It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than a million passengers will travel through DIA this holiday weekend. That's according to airport officials. Teresa Bogart of Fort Collins is on her way to Brazil. She says she hasn't seen her family in 18 months.
Because of COVID, yeah, just have been afraid to go. But now I'm fully vaccinated, and so now I feel like I can at least try the trip.
Airport officials are expecting July to be the busiest travel month since the pandemic began. Members of Colorado's State Board of Education want Governor Polis to have little control over whether in-person learning happens next school year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Five of seven board members signed a letter saying that unrestricted in-person learning is best for all students. It said COVID transmission rates are low among them and that superintendents and local boards must have the authority to decide whether students learn in person. A state public health order mandating guidance for schools expires Saturday, but schools will still be required to report COVID cases to the state. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver Broncos fans are being welcomed back in person to the team's training camp in the Denver suburb of Englewood. Last year, the camp was closed to the public because of the pandemic. Team officials say 13 practices will be open to the public, but no autographs will be allowed because of coronavirus protocols. The summer's first public training camp is July 28th. A Pueblo County hot sauce maker is one of seven companies getting a boost from recent state agriculture grants. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Jolene Collins of JoJo's Sriracha pulverizes thousands of pounds of locally grown Pueblo chilies and combines them with Colorado garlic and apple cider vinegar. She says the grant is a game changer. She'll buy industrial-grade equipment that will double her ability to process chilies during the local harvest season.
We produce 2 miles from where our farmers grow. So we have this really tangible connection from the agriculture that's right there.
Other recipients include hemp, meat, barley, and fruit processors located across the state. The grants total more than $331,000 and went to both large and small businesses. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
Pueblo, Metro Denver, and the Front Range have highs mostly in the 80s this afternoon with a chance for thunderstorms later today. This is CPR News.